I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. The Missouri Department of Conservation, in collaboration with several partners, is hosting a Calorie Tree Buyback Program event on April the 22nd from 3 till 6 p.m. across multiple communities in the state. Also known as Brad Prepares, these non-native invasive trees spread aggressively, harm native ecosystems, and have weak structures that make them prone to breaking in storms. Missourians can register for the Bike Back event from March the 17th to April the 17th, exchanging calorie pear trees for native alternatives. More information and registration details are available at moinvasives.org. O'Fallon's 24th Annual Earth Day event invites volunteers to help beautify the community by planting flowers, spreading mulch, cleaning invasive plants, and clearing up debris among roads and creeks. The event takes place from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by a celebratory picnic with food, fun, and giveaways from 11 a.m. till noon. Open to families, organizations, businesses, and individuals, space is limited based on project needs. Pre-registration is required by April the 18th or sooner if spots fill up. Volunteers under 15 must be accompanied by an adult, and those participating in flower planting must be at least 15 years old. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services plans to cut 10,000 jobs and offer buyouts or early retirement to an additional 10,000 employees, a move endorsed by Missouri's U.S. Senator Josh Hawley. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. aims to reduce government sprawl and refocus on the department's core mission. Hawley supports the cuts, arguing that federal government is bloated and inefficient. However, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists strongly opposes the move, calling it an attack on public health that will negatively impact people nationwide. Notices to affected employees are expected to go out Friday. St. Dominic High School launched its building trades program in the 2025 to 2026 school year, becoming one of the few private co-educational schools in the region to offer hands-on construction trades coursework. The program, available to juniors and seniors, will cover carpentry, electrical, plumbing, and pipe fitting, and HVAC, aiming to help students explore career opportunities in the trades. The program will be housed in a newly acquired 28,000-square-foot warehouse purchased with a $2.4 million donation. Renovations are underway, and school leaders emphasize the program's role in fostering skill development and career readiness. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.